92.5 The River, live in the River Music Hall. What a treat today. The Indigo Girls. Boy, you just started playing that right off the bat. That was great.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do, maybe.
And we,
Emily looked at me and we were like, play.
No, you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Okay,
let's not waste time. Just start off right off the bat and play the song. Moment of Forgiveness. That's the song we've been playing, Amy. And if you could tell us, first two questions, how long did it take you to write that song? And where were you when you wrote that song?
I was in Burlington, Vermont, mm-hmm. at this show at a theater backstage. It took me about 10 minutes, but I wrote the bridge later, so the bridge took about an hour. That's,
okay.
For me, I usually take 6 months to write a song, so it was lucky.
That's just astounding
just a lucky
to me.
Thing.
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of a simple song, you know?
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
The whole CD is just beautiful, too. It's really quintessential Indigo Girls, the great harmonies.
Cool.
The lyrics, the melodies are just so well constructed. I guess a lot of it was done live. That is to say that a lot of people were just, everybody was set up in the room.
Right.
And you just did it. And for a lot of bands, that's very unusual these days. How unusual is that for you guys to do?
We do actually a good bit of that in the studio. There were some differences about this record. Usually we bring in a bunch of different players and instrumentalists, even different drummers or bass players on the same record. So it was nice to have a unity of the band, you know. We were just an entity. And Amy and I knew we were going to be making an acoustic record, so we worked really, really hard on the harmonies and the arrangements just between the two of us, so the songs stood on their own. And then when we brought the players in, what they added was a beautiful thing. So it lent itself in a very natural way to recording a lot of it live. I'm usually the one who wants to go back in and do my vocals over again because I'm like hardly ever happy with them, you know. But yeah, there's a lot of live on the record, and you really feel the spirit of that in certain songs.
I'm glad you used your touring band too.
Yeah. Well, we've never toured with Brady Blade before, which is we're going to tour with him this summer if everything works out. So I first heard him play with Emmy Lou. You probably heard him with Steve
Earle. Yeah.
Wow.
He's killer.
Steve Earle is great.
Yeah, and Brady did some stuff on our last record, but we just wanted to do a whole album with him sometime. But our touring drummer for the last tour was great, Blair Cunningham. He had played with Paul McCartney just before we started with him. And
it's a good reference.
Cool. Yeah, it's a good reference. Well, him and the Pretenders, so
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Brady's, yeah, it's going to be Brady Blade on drums, Carol Isaacs on keyboard and accordion, and Claire Kinney on bass. So it's a
good
cool
deal.
Band.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this guy, Peter Collins. He produced the CD. For those who don't know, Peter Collins produced Rites of Passage and Swamp Ophelia. And mm-hmm. I guess, Emily, you said Peter Collins offered a vision to the songs that you guys didn't have.
He actually, we called him up. We're old friends with Peter now, not just, you know, business associates or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Amy and I were like, we should call Peter and get him to come into town and just sort of be like a consultant and listen as an old friend and see what perks his ears up. And then when he got to Atlanta and we started rehearsals, he was like, you should put a hook at the beginning of this song, and Carol should play this on the accordion, and you should do this song like a Latin vibe, and this song needs this. And his ideas were just flowing so freely, and at first a couple of them were hard pills to swallow because we thought we'd had airtight arrangements already made up. But we trust Peter, and in the end, we just couldn't have made this record without him. There's no way.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great. Very diverse, too.
Yeah.
Have, one of the songs, you have that sax, that sort of Stan Getz sax thing going
exactly.
on.
He had to talk us into that. It's that breathy, smoky Stan Getz style, and Amy and I were like, no saxophone solos on our record.
We're like, it works for Bruce Springsteen, but it ain't gonna work for Indigo Girls.
But he talked us into it, and I just love that solo. I just love it. It's perfect. But that was all Peter Collins.
Cool.
Yeah, he's great.